Price Connect 2024. And I'm here with Peter Mahoney, Chief Marketing Officer from GoTo. How's it going, Peter?
It's going excellently, so thanks for asking.
Well, thanks for joining me. I know I've kind of extracted you from the very, very busy expo downstairs for a bit of quiet up here, just to talk through a huge press release of announcements and innovations from the GoTo business. But before we get there, I mean, first of all, tell us about the experience so far in the expo and talking to delegates here at Enterprise Connect. You know, what's kind of dominating the conversations?
Yeah, it's a great question. There are a couple of key themes that we continue to hear at the expo today. Not surprisingly, AI, right? So AI is everywhere in every form that you might imagine to see AI in. And beyond that, there's another really interesting thing that we're seeing. It's really the combination of UCaaS and CCaaS, so unified communications and contact center kind of systems. So that blending of those capabilities over time more into a seamless continuum. So we're seeing more interest from customers, more chatter from vendors around things like that, all wrapped in a big AI wrapper.
Right. Well, I completely agree. I mean, lots on the UCaaS, CCaaS topic. I think that's been happening for a while now, hasn't it? But it's kind of really heating up. And, you know, a lot of vendors like yourselves are really kind of taking those two technologies and bringing them together, which is fantastic to see. In terms of announcements, now I know you've got a long list to talk about, but, you know, give me the headlines and the highlights of kind of the big ones that stand out and the ones that are really catching eyeballs.
Sure. So just so you understand, so GoTo does every third of the year or so, we bundle together all of our announcements, and we just had what we call a release day, where we release a bunch of new capability and 60 new innovations coming from GoTo. So I'm not going to go through all of them. Let me pick some of my favorites that are kind of interesting. So in the contact center space, as an example, we've got a really clever AI bundle that basically packages together everything you need to have a lot more supervisor intelligence brought into the contact center. So everything from real-time sentiment detection, so you can see what's going on. If there's a particular hot topic happening, as an example, you can barge in as a supervisor, and you can also look at these topics over time as they're trending and get a sense for where customers have positive sentiment, or more importantly, where there's negative sentiment, where you may need to take action on things. So that's one particular area that was a big innovation that we're super excited about. There's some other things that we've added around the idea of a capability we call GoPilot. And GoPilot is our ever-present system that we attach to all of our products that is a helpful assistant that will help really the administrator of our systems configure and set up their systems and operate them more effectively. So everything from designing what a call flow might look like to answering a technical question, how you configure things, etc. So all that kind of capability is powered by generative AI. Very clever. And then the last thing I'll mention is actually slightly outside of this space, but I think really interestingly related in a different way. So a lot of people are talking about communications when they're communicating with customers. Support is a key action. And of course, GoTo offers not only the communication side, but also IT support tools. And some of our tools now support this ability to actually translate screens in real time. So this is really cool, because if you're on a call with a customer who may be using a screen that happens to be in a non-native language agent, we take a snapshot of that and we'll translate all of that. So an agent who doesn't have native capability in that language will be able to support people. So it helps not only provide a great customer experience, but reduce the cost of support over time. So those are just 3 out of 60 huge new things that we've released. So I won't give you the full list, but I'm sure you can go find it on our website.
Well, first of all, I love the name GoPilot. I can see what you did there. That's a fantastic fit for that AI companion that I suppose you mentioned it earlier, table stakes AI. But
yes,
really, are we there? The things are already table stakes in AI, but I know exactly what you mean by that, because there are a lot of features that we're now expecting from these UCaaS and CCaaS platforms that really, you know, meeting summaries and agent kind of assist kind of types of solutions that really drive that productivity. And so it's great to see lots of innovation there. I mean, how are you, able to kind of, you know, innovate at this rate? Because it seems that, you know, if you're bringing out a big bunch of releases every kind of a third of the year, then you know, you're going at a fair pace.
We are, and in fact, it's a strategic advantage we have, which is probably, I've always said it's better to be lucky than good, and we happen to have re-implemented and a truly integrated new platform for UCAS and CCAS within the last couple of years. That means it's on a contemporary platform. So for us, it's really easy to implement new capabilities. It's like any modern software architecture. If you have the ability to work with things where you can plug in capabilities quickly, it helps you really smooth the delivery of new kind of capabilities to market. So that's really the reason why we've been able to outpace others in the industry. And on top of it, we invest a lot, right? We invest a lot in our R&D. And it's a strategic advantage for us. So we expect to continue and even accelerate the pace of innovation that you're seeing from GoTo as we keep going.
And that was my real final question, was, you know, what can we expect to see from GoTo going forward? More and more releases. It was even mentioned in a session today that you'd be developing more around the AI piece. What can we expect to see?
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff we're working on in AI, and that is a real key focus for us. Again, because we've implemented a lot of these, either we talked about table stake features, but really beyond that, some innovative new AI capabilities. And now we're getting to the second and third round of those kind of capabilities. One thing that I really love that we're working on is the ability to use a generative AI to create a visual dial plan. So as an example, one of the things, if you're setting up a UCAS system, you need to figure out who gets the call, under what rules and conditions, things like that. That's a thing that we all do. And for many customers, it's complicated to get set up and running. We focus on most of our customers in small to medium-sized businesses. We want them to get really fast time to benefit. So this new capability allows you to describe in natural language what you want it to do. And literally, it builds a call flow for you with all the diagrams, does it all visually, et cetera. So those are really interesting innovations that take AI capabilities, some of the new technology, and enables customers to get more value out of the investments that they've made in these systems quickly. So rather than have a complete whiz-bang, just sort of a fancy, you know, spinning top kind of feature, we're focused on getting really innovative things that drive meaningful value to customers.
And I like that. It's not just about the user experience or agent experience. It's not even just about the customer experience. It's also about the admin experience, isn't it? You're actually configuring the stuff on a day-to-day basis and supporting it, you know, as an IT person or whoever's managing it. I think, you know, that hats off to you. That's something that certainly differentiates GoTo at this event today in terms of the features and functionality that I've seen on the booth. So in terms of going forward, I mean, we talked about the roadmap of innovation and doing lots more. How do you see the market playing out? Do you think AI is going to be prevalent continuously this year and next and maybe the year after? And do you see the future work kind of changing or moving in a certain direction?
Yeah, so we certainly see the deployment of innovative new AI features. And this is it's a broad technical capability. And as smart software developers start to get their heads around what can happen with this new capability, I think you're going to see lots of innovative new features. That ability to create a dial plan, from our perspective, is something that's kind of creative. I think people initially thought about, hey, what are basic, everything from audio to text kind of capability, and what do you do with that? But really going to the next level is an interesting thing. And for our piece of the market in particular, again, we're typically dealing with small to medium-sized customers. One of the things we did recently is we expanded our contact center capability up from we could support people with up to about 100 agents, now up to many hundreds of agents. But that segment needs some of the capabilities that allow an organization that may not have lots of super specialized staff to support these systems. They need the capabilities that allow them to get the value of the system easily. And that means that some of this GoPilot capability that helps the administrators set up the systems, even if they're not deep technicians in a specific domain, and then ultimately getting to the point where you're creating great customer experiences. So that integration and technology all the way from the basic UCaaS systems all the way up to better customer experience and ultimately the contact center, and integrating that AI capability throughout, we think is a key area where we're going to see a lot of innovation.
Great. Peter, thank you so much for joining me. I wish you the very best for the show.
Great. Thanks very much. Take care.
Bye.